time, we'll see more of this. More of this, more of this. Mass of people being transferred from the kingdom of darkness. Mass of people flowing from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God via the gospel, via the praying of the saints. In our time, we'll see more of that. We'll be instrumental to these things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, we'll be looking at the series, The Power of Intercession. We had the part one. Today, we'll be looking at the part two. Amen. We'll be looking at the part two, and after then, we'll pray. Hallelujah. The power of intercession. The power of intercession. Amen. Well, I'll start this way, that to intercede for the unsaved, to intercede properly, we must understand what the will of God is concerning those we stand in the gap for. We must understand what the will of God is for all men. You don't just stand up and start praying for people. You must understand why you are praying, for what purpose you are praying, and the need to pray. Hallelujah. So, if I'm praying for people, I have to understand clearly what the will of God is for them. Amen. I have to understand what the will of God is for them. I need to know what I'm doing, that also what the will of God is as regards to them at that part, in a particular time while praying. Let's look at 1 Timothy quickly. 1 Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy chapter 2. Yes, chapter 2 from verse 1. Are we there? I will take 1, you take 2, and then we'll read to 4. It says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2. Verse 3 says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4. Verse 4 again. Who will have all men to be what? And to come to what? The knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul exhorts who? The believers. To put something first in their prayer lives. I want you to pay attention to something. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications in prayer, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for what? For all men. Hallelujah. So, he didn't say intercession. Stop there. Supplication. Stop there. Giving of thanks. Stop there. He says supplications. So that shows us that when we are supplicating for a particular people, for a set of people, when we are interceding for a set of people, it is a continuous thing. It is not a once and for all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not like prayer of faith where we'll stand and declare and that is it. No. In supplication, in interceding for the saved, for the unsaved, what do we do? It's a continuous thing. It's something that is continuous. It's not once and for all things. Hallelujah. So he said the will of God is what? Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is good and acceptable to who? To God. Hallelujah. Is good and acceptable to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Are we there? Verse 25 says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Verse 26. And that what? They may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who have taken captive by him at what? His will. Titus chapter 2. Verse 11. Are we there? It says, for the grace of God that bringeth what? Salvation has appeared to all men. Why are we reading all these verses? So that we can understand what the will of God is concerning men. Hallelujah. Say, for the grace of God that bringeth what? Salvation has appeared to who? To all men. Now let's hear Jesus himself. John chapter 17. John 17, verse 3. Are we there? I want us to read together. It says, want to go. And this is the life, what? That they may know thee. Hallelujah. That they may know who? That is key. Hallelujah. So, from all these texts, we can see clearly that the will of God, the will of the Father for all men is that what? All men might be saved and to come toward the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Now, knowing clearly what the will of God is, I can now stand and pray for the unsaved. Amen. I'm not just praying arbitrarily. I'm praying because I know what the will of God is for them. Hallelujah. Amen. So the believer must know and understand that the preaching of the gospel is for all men, not certain people alone. That the preaching of what? The gospel is for who? For all men. We see that in verse 4 of 1 Timothy 2. He said that they may be saved and come to what? The knowledge of what? Of the truth. Now, all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth is the will of God for who? For all men. Hallelujah. We see that in Mark 16. Mark 16, let's go there, please. Because here we don't assume we know. Hallelujah. We read all scriptures. Mark 16. Are we there? He says, verse 15, that what? And he said unto them, go ye into what? All the world. And do what? Preach the gospel to what? Every creature. So everyone is involved. Hallelujah. Everyone is what? Involved. Matthew chapter 28. Are we there? 28 verse 19. Are we there? Now, verse 19, want to go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. What did he say? Teach all nations. Hallelujah. So all men are what? Involved. Luke chapter 24. Are we in Luke 24? Verse 47. Are we there? Want to go, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among who? All nations. Hallelujah. All nations. Beginning from where? Jerusalem. So, the preaching of the gospel is for who? For all men. That means the will of God is for who? For all men. It's not for a specific kind of people. Hallelujah. Is for who? For all men. So in me, my preaching to the unsaved, I don't select some particular people and preach to them and leave the other people. The will of the Father is for who? For all men. Hallelujah. It's for all men. I had a story one time. Well, I think that was the time that said some a pastor said he was sent to the illiterate. Okay, the literate. You can imagine. Hallelujah. So that guy devisely take out what? The literate and left what? The illiterate. Meanwhile, he's also the illiterate. Hallelujah. Amen. So the preaching of the gospel is for all men. And therefore, we respond to God in preaching and in prayers. Knowing the will of God, that the preaching of gospel is for all men, that God wants all men to be saved, we therefore respond to God in preaching and in what? In prayers. Hallelujah. Why do we need to preach? We need to preach because we want all men to be what? To be saved. Why do we need to pray? In prayer, what happened is that we set up people to better position, to be positioned to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Have you experienced where you go to preach to somebody and there was just resistance? You went back, take your time and pray. You came back. The person was just, yes, 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 yes. But you didn't say this that time now. Hallelujah. So what happened? In prayer, what have you done? You have positioned the person to receive from you better. Hallelujah. So what do? We respond to God in what? Preaching to the unsaved. And in praying for the saved and the unsaved too. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is the will of the Father, and therefore we stand for all men in prayers. I'm talking about intercession here. Amen. So our prayer life must find its pattern in this. Our preaching must also find its pattern in this, knowing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want us to establish something about prayer before we go further. The believer, the saved one, must understand that the foundation of any prayer he wants to pray is Christ Jesus. The foundation of what? Any prayer he wants to pray as the believer is who? Christ Jesus. So, in prayer, we must pray from a consciousness of what Christ has accomplished and done for us. Amen? In prayer, as the believer, what do? We pray from a consciousness of what Christ has done and accomplished for us. Amen? The believer is to be so established in Christ that he may be an expert in different kinds of prayers. The believer must be what? So established in God's word, in Christ, that he may be an expert in different kinds of what? Of prayers. If I'm praying for a need, there is a way I ought to pray. If I'm praying for a particular saint in the church, there is a way I ought to pray. If I'm praying for the unsaved, the believer must know that there is a way he or she ought to do what? To pray. Hallelujah. So you must be so established in Christ to be an expert in this, all these forms of prayers. Amen. Now, as a believer, you know, it will be, should I say a shame? Or, I don't know how to put it. But as a believer, you must not be found praying the fall and die prayer. You understand what I'm saying now? You are sweating rigorously, praying fall and what? Die prayer. That is not a Christ-centered prayer. Hallelujah. As a believer, you must not be found releasing curses, praying curses on individuals. That is not a Christ-centered prayer. Hallelujah. So the believer must be so established in God's word. He must be so established in Christ to know how to pray. Hallelujah. Okay. I know why I'm saying this. Now, we are to stay full of God's word and train ourselves to perceive the promptings of the Spirit to pray when we receive. You know, why we are so particular about this is, if you don't understand, you think you are just feeling somehow. I don't know if you have had that experience before. You just know you need to pray, but you don't know what you need to pray about. Have you had that experience before? You just know, or sometimes you will feel something is just wrong with you. Very awkward thing, as in awkward, very wild thing that is not common to anybody. And you don't just know what is happening until the effects happen. Maybe what the Holy Ghost is trying to make you to pray about, when you see that thing at the end, you say, ah, and I felt that, you know, I wish I had prayed. That means you are not yet an expert, or you are not fully established in God's word. Hallelujah. So you must be so solid, as in stand firm in Christ, in God's word, to know when the promptings of the Spirit are being given to you, and then in that word, you respond to what? To pray. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's see Ephesians chapter 6. Let's see something there. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Now, we're going to read, we'll just read first 17 to 18. Are we there? He said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and what? Supplication for all saints. Now, let's read this thing again without paying attention to all those punctuations there. Let's just flow. Are we together? Okay. Verse 17. And take what? The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in what? The Spirit. For all saints. What do you observe? It says, the Spirit, which is what? The word of God, praying always. You didn't put any comma or full stop there. It says what? The Spirit, which is what? The word of God, praying what? Always. Hallelujah. So it says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God, praying always. Are you getting this thing now? Are we together? The sword of the Spirit is what? The word of God, praying what? Always. Which means we are expected to pray the word of God. Amen. If I'm praying fall and die, am I praying the word of God? No. So the believer is expected to do what? To pray the word of God. And his word is his will. Hallelujah. The believer is expected to do what? To pray the word of God. So we must understand what prayer is all about. We must understand different forms of prayer, different types of prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. So the believer, now look at this. The believer have authority over some spirit, like the demonic spirit, but he never have authority over human spirit. I don't know if you are getting this thing. I have authority over what? Demonic spirit. I can bind, I can cast, I can loose, do whatever. But over the human spirit, I don't have that authority. So, what do I do in prayer? So, when praying for others, we want to influence their will and not to dominate them. So, if I'm praying for the unsafe, because, you know, their will is involved in accepting Jesus, isn't it? So, I'm not dominating their will. What am I doing? I'm influencing their what? Their will. And, you know, there are two different things there. Amen. So, in prayer, what am I doing? I'm influencing their will. I'm not what? Dominating their will. Hallelujah. So, therefore, if people's will and choices are involved, we need to supplicate and intercede for them. It's not a by force thing. Since their will and choices are involved, what do? We supplicate for them, intercede for them. We don't dominate them. We don't force it on them. We only influence them. Hallelujah. Okay? Are we together? So, knowing the will of the Father, the Bible instructs us to now pray for all saints. Hallelujah. So, in prayers, okay, we can see different forms now. In prayer, we can also supplicate for ourselves. We can supplicate for ourselves. Philippians chapter 4. Sorry. Are we there? Philippians 4. Verse 6. Let's read together. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I said, let's read together. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto who? To God. That means you are supplicating for who? Yourself. We can also supplicate for all men, especially those in authority, whether they are believers or not. First Timothy. We've seen that earlier on, but let's go back. First Timothy chapter 2. Are we there? Are we there? Okay, somebody said no, sir. I'm waiting for you. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. It says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for who? For all men. So we can supplicate for all men, both saved and what? The unsaved. Amen. Okay, we can also supplicate in the spirit. See, that is the greatest advantage the believer has. I have a prompting of the spirit in me. I don't know exactly what is happening. What do? I just speak in tongues. I don't need to know exactly what the issue is. You know, sometimes, let me even say, if you even know exactly what the issue is, if you are not careful, it might discourage you from praying. Am I communicating? So, why bothering yourself to know exactly what it is when I can pray in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. So that is why if a believer can't pray in the Holy Ghost, oh God, he's at a disadvantage. You will just be praying. What did they call it? Is this praying amiss? You will just be missing the target. Oh Lord. My Father. Hallelujah. But because I can pray in tongues, because I have the ability to pray in tongues, I don't need to know the situation. What do? I just go in tongues. Kai, if you don't pray in tongues, you're on a disadvantage. Hallelujah. That is why nobody comes here and escape. You must speak in tongues. Amen. You must speak in tongues. If Brother Heritito pray, and the person did not even enter, we will send another person. You must speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I don't need the situation. No need to know the situation. I just need to pray in tongues. So, Ephesians chapter 6, we can supplicate in the spirit. Amen. Verse 18 says what? Praying always with all prayers and supplication in where? The spirit. So, I can do what? Supplicate in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's look at the book of Acts and see how they supplicate. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. In fact, supplication, most of the prayers they prayed there is supplication in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. But let's just see one or two and then we'll proceed from there. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Amen. Verse 14 says, this all continued in what? One accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with what? His brethren. Hallelujah. This all, they did what? continued. They did what? Continued. So they continued in one accord in what? Prayers and supplication. Now, they were waiting, of course, the background of that story is that they were waiting for the gift of the Spirit. They were not doing that what? Passively. While they were doing that, what were they doing? They were praying. Hallelujah. Amen. So praying for the saints and the unsaved is a continuous what? Prayer. Remember, they said they continued. You know, when I started, I told you, it said prayers, supplications, intercessions, and giving of what? Thanks in plural form. So it's a continuous thing. It's not something we just come and pray and stop. No, it's a continuous thing. The believer must be conscious of this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So in praying for people, our prayers must not be once and for all. All our prayers must be what? A continuous one. Hallelujah. Now, this must find expression when we pray for people. We must keep on praying. We must keep on praying. We should not stop at once. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, our intercessory ministry as believers requires us to pray for others. Without the Holy Spirit necessarily inspiring or prompting us at that moment to pray. Why am I saying this? Our what? Intercessory ministry as believers, we know this already, that there are many unsaved in the world. Hallelujah. Isn't it? You don't need the promptings of the Holy Spirit to do that, to pray for them. Of course, there are moments where you receive promptings as regards different situation. But when it comes to praying for the unsaved, when it comes to praying for those that have not yet believed the gospel, we don't need as much prompting of the Holy Spirit to do that. Hallelujah. We know what is happening already. We know the real issue already. We just go in prayer and do what? And pray. Hallelujah. Like, as a church, we are talking about the knot. Do you need the prompting of the Holy Spirit to pray for the knot? No. Hallelujah. So, we are praying. We will pray. And we will yet more what? Pray. It's a continuous thing. And that is why I so much believe. Of course, we will hear testimonies of things that will be wrought by those guys in the north. Not because they went to the north, but because we have prayed. Because we are praying and because we will pray. Hallelujah. Are you getting this now? So, it's something that is intentional. It's not by mistake. It's something that we did what? Deliberately. Amen. So, now, it is something we do consciously, of course. Now, there are certain rules guiding intercessory prayers which you must pay attention to. Number one, if we know we must know as a believer that we are not interceding for ourselves. In the prayer of intercession, it's just that people have been so much consumed with me, myself, and I. You pray, myself, I. Everything is just me. But in the prayer of intercession, we are not praying, we are not interceding for ourselves. Hallelujah. The prayer of intercession is always on behalf of someone else. Are we paying attention? It's key that we are praying on behalf of who? Someone else. You see, why we need to do this, if you've not had this before, is that you will never see Jesus again on the street of men, preaching to men. Are we paying attention? You will never see Jesus on the street of men, praying for men. The ones that have, in fact, you will not even see angels praying or preaching to men. Of course, we've seen that several times, isn't it? Isn't it? The house of Cornelius. Did angel came there to pray for them? Did he preach to them? He has to send what? A man. So a man must be involved. The body of Jesus are the one that have the legal right to pray and to preach. If we don't do that, I'm telling you the fact that that means we have succeeded in limiting the will of God to come to pass. Hallelujah. So, as a believer, we know the will of the Father. And what we are doing is that we want to see the will of the Father come to pass. Come to pass. Come to pass. There is so much influence of darkness over different territories. God will not do anything. He has done all. It is now left for the believer to go and pray, to go and preach, that his will may come to pass in such territories. Hallelujah. So, first, like I said, is that we are not interceding for ourselves. What are we doing? We are interceding on behalf of what? Others. Hallelujah. Now, secondly, we will have to be persistent about whatever it is we are interceding for. There must be what? Persistence. There must be what? Persistence. It is a continuous thing. We will not stop until we see what we are praying for. Remember, 1 Timothy says that you have all men to be saved, not just saved. What happened again? To come to the knowledge. So, once he is saved, what happened? We still continue to ensure that he fully understands what Christ has done. Because we have a bunch of believers, many years, all their life in churches, but never know the true essence of what Christ came to do. And he's a believer. Hallelujah. So, there is great work for us. It is our responsibility, a bigger responsibility upon all of us as believers. Now, why am I saying this? Of course, the Divine Assembly have started something that is alien to the churches around here. I don't know much of the West, but I know very well. It's something that is not common. And of course, you will see a lot that will try to adjust. A lot will want to run. It's normal. Hallelujah. But we must, in doing all these things, we need to come and understand what the will of the Father is. I am a son, and I want the will of my own Father to come to pass. Now, imagine yourself, put yourself in the natural now. This is what your Father wants you to do. Let's say your Father could not go to a particular place, and he sent you a retitle, go and bring that thing for me. What do you need to do as a son? You ensure that thing is brought in, isn't it? So you ensure the will of the Father come to pass. Hallelujah. Bible says we are the body. The head is there. We are what? The body. We are the hands. We are the leg. We are the one to go to pray. We are the one to go and preach. So we must be persistent. We will pray. We are still praying. And we will yet pray. Hallelujah. And in doing that, what are we doing? We are ensuring that the will of the Father is coming to pass. So it's a deliberate thing. It's not by mistake. It's not unfortunate. If you are here, it's not unfortunate. It is fortunate. Hallelujah. It's the will of God for you. Glory to Jesus. So we must be conscious of these things. Hallelujah. So like I said, we will have to be persistent about whatever it is we are interceding for. This is because we are trying to prevail on someone else to align with God's will. Our purpose of prayer for this young man is that he aligns in what? God's will. And therefore, we don't stop even though he's here. He must align. Hallelujah. And if he aligns, what happened? He grow. Glory to Jesus. So there must be what? Persistent. So as a believer, as a church, we can stand and take territories for God. We can stand and take nations for God. You remember last time, Rossi was preaching here, and he was talking about Maurice, one of the men of God, that when he came, he saw a cloud of darkness, so thick, for a crusade. What did he do? Did he go ahead and pray and preach or held the crusade? No. He went back and prayed. Hallelujah. So there is influence of darkness over that place. And he had to go back and stay in and pray till that cloud clear off. Then he came. And what happened? There was great manifestations. Amen. We see in Acts 4, where the apostles were being threatened not to preach Jesus. Hallelujah. And what did they do? Did they go ahead to preach? No. They went back and energized themselves in prayer. And what happened? He said, with boldness, they preached. And what happened? We see a lot of miracles. Many men gave heed to the gospel. Hallelujah. Even at Pentecost, they were not just seated waiting. What were they doing? They were praying. And we saw a lot, almost what, 3,000 gave heed to what? The gospel. So brethren, we must pray. And we must have this awareness that we can take territories for Jesus. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. Say with me, the mission is possible. Yes, we can do it. Amen. So, we must be persistent. So, in prayer of intercession, we are concentrating the influence of God's power towards others for their good. What are we doing? We are concentrating what? The influence of God's power towards others for what? Their good. And that requires somewhat persistent. Hallelujah. Amen. So, not only must we be persistent, we must also be continuous in prayer for as long as it takes for it to work. So, persistence means we have to do it. Hallelujah. We have to stay at it. We don't just stay at it. We have to keep on staying what? At it. Hallelujah. So, yesterday, I heard a car said praying. I've been preaching. I can't remember where exactly. He said, if you want to become a millionaire, just come to Jesus. Okay. I was with my wife then. Yeah. He said, just come to Jesus. And I said, did you hear that? You understand? If I have seen that man, unfortunately, it was a cassette. I would have asked him, are you a millionaire? And it's obvious he was not. From his voice, you know he's not. Hallelujah. No, you know what we are saying. Heritito, are you not a witness? Glory to Jesus. Amen. So from come to Jesus. That is their gospel. And they have succeeded in receiving the Lord. You come with that intention to be a millionaire. Unfortunately, oh God, you took a tithe. Amen. So the gospel is totally different. When you have become a believer, you ensure the will of the Father come to pass in other people's life. In fact, let me say this categorically. That today, you are a believer. It's not by mistake. Somebody prayed for you. I'm telling you, it's not by mistake. Hallelujah. You might not know exactly who prayed for you, but somebody prayed for you. That you have grown in Christ today, somebody was persistent that he may ensure or she may ensure that what you grow. It's not by mistake. We are praying for territories. We don't even know the names of those people we are praying for. Hallelujah. And they will come to Jesus. They will receive Jesus and they will grow. We might not meet them forever. But just know that what we are doing is that the will of the Father must come to pass. Hallelujah. So there must be persistent and it must be continuous. Amen. So God wants all men to be saved, but it can only happen if we allow it to happen. Amen. God wants what? All men to be saved. It can only happen if we allow it to do what? To happen. Amen. It can only happen if we allow it to what? To happen. You know, when Pastor said something here that day, he said one man can say no to God and it will happen, except another man counter that same person that said no to God. This is the will of God, though. But one man can stand up and say it will not happen. And I'm telling you, if nobody else stand up, it will not happen.
Glory to Jesus.
Man has so much power. He's the one in charge. He's the one that has the legal right now. So therefore, let's use our power to ensure that will come to pass. Hallelujah. So it's now our responsibility to make these things happen. Now, why do we need to pray this way? I know that question has been coming up in people's mind. Abi, why do we need to pray that way? Why do we need to be persistent? Why do we need to continue in praying? Ah, is it just praying? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is where I will conclude for today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Are we there? Okay. Verse 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. Verse 4 together. Hallelujah. So, the minds of them that have not come to believe the gospel, somebody or someone is responsible. Hallelujah. You keep on preaching. You keep on preaching and they are not receiving. Somebody is responsible. Hallelujah. And that is what? The God of this world, Satan. Hallelujah. So, Satan's authority over matters on earth can only be overcome when we pray and preach. It can only be what? Overcome when we pray and preach. Hallelujah. He is the one in charge. He is the one responsible that the light of the gospel can't penetrate through the hearts of those people that we are praying, preaching for. So therefore, in prayer, what are we doing? We are bringing down the influence of Satan over their mind. Hallelujah. We are bringing down what? The influence, that dark cloud over their mind. And therefore, when we preach, that light of the gospel will shine and penetrate through their heart. Hallelujah. So prayer is important and it must be persistent. Hallelujah. Now, and this prayer, you must understand this also. Of course, we know this here. That it is not the responsibility of the ministers alone. It's the responsibility of the whole church. Hope you know, prayer is not a ministry gift. Ah. Prayer is not what? A ministry gift. That is why I laugh when they say this one is prayer ministry. You're on your own. Prayer is not what? A ministry gift. If you check Ephesians 4, all the ministry gift there, did you see prayer there? No. So prayer is a responsibility for who? No one is called to pray. Everybody is called to do what? To pray. Hallelujah. So it's not the responsibility of the minister, the pastor. You are a pastor now. I used to remember then, I don't pray for pastors because I believe that those ones, they have Abba. You should be able to pray now for you to, your level, you are top. You get the point. But I later realized that, in fact, they are the most vulnerable. They are the ones to pray for. If Paul can say, pray for me, then anybody should be prayed for. Hallelujah. So it's the responsibility of all believers. It's my responsibility in every quarter that you find yourself, you are to pray that the will, because it's your Father too, that the will of the Father must what? Come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to pray in that direction today. Are we ready? We are going to pray in that direction. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? We know what the will of the Father is. So we know clearly what we are praying for. Amen. It is a continuous thing. There is no end to it. It is a continuous thing. There is no what? End to it. We are persistent about these things. We are deliberate. Nanskovo Rodoskivita. We are deliberate. Oh, we are deliberate. Nansgavor Emprili Sholakatas Kivilido Shatantas Kivya. Over the notes, that influence of the devil, that influence of Satan over the mind of people, that dark cloud, We bring them down. Oh, shalabandele krodoski virodo shatata. We bring them down. We bring them down. Those influence of Satan over the minds of people. Rega down skupotonde leketelelo shata. And for that, we say the gospel prevail. Rega dilelo shapatans kevilele shatatandas. Aradai jagatiba boze italeli shatatamburudoski virodo shata. Andi lili shamba bandos kapore deida dila leida dosha tende.